Our Bibles out, please. Let's get our Bibles out. And I have been saying to you that Jesus Christ is the way. The way to what? I've been saying to you that He is the way to the Father. I have been saying to you over the last couple weeks that He is the way to the truth. I've been telling you that He is the way to life. I've been saying to you that He was a way to true love. And so today, He's another way. He's a way to true joy. He is a way to joy. And I would be willing to bet that most of you have joyful moments. How many have joyful moments? You have joyful moments. Right? Joyful moments. And joyful moments are not a joyful life. Joyful moments come, and unfortunately, joyful moments what? Go. And sometimes if you're really, really lucky, you catch somebody in a joyful moment and you say, wow, what's with you? And the reason why people ask you that is because it's a surprise to them that you're not who you normally are. How many understand that? Sometimes people run in and you say, wow, what's gotten into you today? What they're really saying is, boy, you're not like this every day. That's really what they're saying. You know, they're really not honoring you. They're saying, whew, what happened to you? Where's that? You know, and then fill in the blank, right? People normally don't say that to me. Not usually. What's getting into you? With me, it's opposite. What's getting into you? A flu. So do you have a joyful life or do you have joyful moments? And then the question has to be asked, well, what do you want? Joyful moments or a joyful life? Who wants a joyful life? I want a joyful life, not a joyful moment. I was just showing my brother Bob Kapolka a system that I carry around. It's a Bose system over there. It's a personal system for myself. I use it when I do worship services and stuff. And it sounded pretty cool. Sounds pretty awesome. And, you know, UPMC gave that to me. I went, whoa! For moi? And they said, no, it's for moi to use. But the interesting thing about that system is that, has anybody heard it this morning yet? Okay, then be quiet. Then listen. Shh. Do you hear it? You're not going to hear it because I haven't played it. You see, all by itself, it makes what? Nothing. It can sit there all day long and not make a note. It's still a Bose system. It's right over in the corner. It still costs $1,200, but without the hands that play it, guess what? Nothing. How many are thankful for the hands that God gave you? How many are thankful for the things that you can do for one another? That's where the joy is. The joy is not in things. The joy is in the Holy Spirit. Jesus says, I am the way, not only to God, I'm not only the way to truth, I'm not only the way to life, I am the way to joy, to joy. The question I would have to ask each and every one of you, if you only have joyful moments, do you only have Jesus in moments too? Turn in your Bibles, please, to the Gospel of St. John, the 15th chapter and the 11th verse.
These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full.
That His joy may remain in you. When? Always. Allegheny General Hospital emergency room. Always. Intensive care unit. Always. Always. It's easy to be joyful, I tell you, when you open a fridge that's full of food. That's a joyful what? Moment. But joyful life is always. I had told some folks, and I think maybe I told you, I don't know, I do some of these services, I forget what I say. But you know what? If I go out in that parking lot right now, my car's gone. Gone. Like somebody took it. They took it, they stole it. What's my concern, do you think? Well, that's a question that I have. Now, I live in Beaver Falls.
So how am I going
to
get home?
Now, see, the usual question would be how I'm going to get home. But see, the way my weird mind works is, I don't worry about that. I got a lot of rides home. I got, Sue, will you take me home? In a heartbeat. Do I really need a ride home, Herm? Oh, I got rides home. It's the way you process stuff. Do you have joyful moments? Is your life up and down? Your joy meter goes up and down, up and down, up and down. And then I have to ask you, well, what makes it go up and what makes it go down? If you say I have joyful moments sometimes, I have to ask you, well, what are the sometimes that you're joyful and what are the sometimes that you're not? And you're going to have to explain that to me. You'd have to explain it to me. Well, I'm not joyful in my trials. Well, I'm not joyful in my storms. Well, you'd have to give that list to me. And I got to say to you, well, whoa, really? Well, where did Jesus go? Isn't Jesus there in your storms? How do we know Jesus is in your storms? When I walked into the ER, Pastor Colin was down. Where's Pastor Colin? You're moving on me, Pastor Colin. You're freaking me out. That Hezekiah thing's bugging me. Pastor Colin was there, and I was there. And I know that, you know, Kathy and Ed was glad that we came down, and I know that you guys are glad. Ryan was like, oh, Pastor Tom. That's good. That brings you joy, right? But Jesus was there before I got there. How many of you should be joyful about that? Turn in your Bibles, please, to John 17:13.
And now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves.
Yes. Yes. If you have Jesus in your life, and Jesus is the author of all joy, and Jesus said, I'm never leaving you, I'm never going to forsake you, I'm going to be with you to the ends of the age, well, then how often should joy be in you? Always. It's not that hard to figure it out. Can you be joyful and not happy? Sure. Well, sure. I mean, can all of your happiness go away but still be joyful? Well, of course it can be. Of course it can be. I can tell you, when I was walking all around, I know you're kind of thinking, oh, he's kind of, I got it. But I'm walking all around the Oakland hospitals, Presbyterian hospitals. I'm serious. The other day when the snow was like, 40,000 feet deep, however it was, I'm walking all around Oakland because I don't want to have to park my car, go to Montefiore, you park, you walk, right? My feet were so wet. You ever had wet, cold feet? I'm walking, my socks go, and then, your toes are getting a little bit cold, so you kind of squinch them and the water's going, kind of know what I mean? I was not happy. I was unhappy. My feet were cold. My feet were wet. Ugh, I was miserable. I'm serious. But I was so joyful at the same time. When I went in to see Mrs. Smith or Mr. Brown and I was singing and praising the Lord and just praising the Lord, I was joyful. When one woman hugged me like I was going to break and pull me down to her and said, Pastor Tom, thank you for praying for me. My feet were still wet and I was not happy. But I was joyful. In fact, I called Sissy on. She had to meet me because my car was breaking down. I had to take it to a tow shop thing. And I said, Sissy, come pick me up. Okay, bring me some socks and some dry shoes. And I got in her truck and I put on some dry socks. I was happy. But I never lost my joy. Never lost my joy. Turn in your Bibles, please. 1 Peter, which means there's a 2 Peter. If there's a 1 Peter, it must be a 2 Peter. So you're going to go to 1 Peter near the back of the Bible in the New Testament. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 to 9.
In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
Inexpressible. You have so much joy in your heart, you can't even express it. I often tell people, and I know this may sound like a cop-out to some folks, people say to me, well, how will you know, and I don't mean to be disrespectful to what people say, how will you know Jesus took? And I say to them, you'll know. That sounds like a really an untheological thing for a senior pastor to respond, right? You'll know. But how many will know? How many can say, you'll know? Oh, you'll know when Jesus took. Oh, you'll know. You'll know because you can't even explain it. Because your joy is inexpressible. The peace that you have is unexplainable. The peace that surpasses what? All of life's understanding. You can't even describe it. All you know is that you're glad you got it. How many are glad they got it? That's how you'll know. That your life is inexpressible. Before I could explain it to you, I had good times and bad times. How many had good times and bad times? Good times, bad times. I could clearly explain to you what caused my bad times. I could clearly explain to you what caused my good times. But now I'm just happy and joyful and peace and contentment every day. Cold feet and all. It really doesn't matter. How many have that kind of joy? Inexpressible joy. Inexpressible joy. Turn your Bibles to Philippians chapter 4, verse 4.
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice.
Jesus Christ in your life has made it possible for us to say, rejoice. And again, I say, rejoice. And I will say it how often? Always. Always. I told you that I dropped off my car. My car was making weird noises. How many know cars aren't supposed to make weird noises? You go to a mechanic. Mechanic says, what's wrong? And it's a guy, you don't want to say it's going. You don't want to say that to a guy. You know, you want. But I had to do that because I didn't know. I went into the mechanic that I was referred to. And I said, hey, it's making a weird noise. This thing's going. He said, oh, I've heard that thing before. So he took it in. He called me on the phone and said, I know what it is. It's your upper ball joint thing. And I said, oh, is that a bad thing? That's a real bad thing. Your wheel can fall off. I said, well, fix that thing. So he fixed two of my upper ball joints, right? Whoa, $270. I'm going, yeah, that's not too bad. It got away pretty easy, right? And the sissy took me back to get my car yesterday morning. I'm driving it down to Zillion Open to take my grandkids to the ball. And the car's running really, really great. Oh, I'm saying, yeah, praise Lord. And then guess what? Oh! $270 is making that same noise. But praise the Lord, because I'm taking my kids bowling. How many know there's a difference in the way you function on your problems? You're not going to be full of joy. I still had a bunch of kids going bowling. Praise the Lord, life is great. What is it that robs your joy? Or who is it that robs your joy? You see, the joy of the Lord is my what? It's my strength. And Satan doesn't want us to be strong. Satan wants us to be what? Weak. And he says, well, you know what? I can't rob their salvation, but I can sure rob what? Their joy. And I want to make them what? Weak. If I can make them weak, they're poor testimonies. If I can make them weak, they're not witnessing to anything. But the joy of the Lord is my strength. How many of you understand that a Christian's testimony, if everything is fine, well, that's one thing. But a Christian's testimony, when they're at the bottom of the valley, that's another thing. And when you can still raise your hands and give him credit in your down times, that's the testimony. That's the testimony. How many non-believers you think bought Valentine's Day cards on Friday? I'm going to just say it. How many non-believers you think lined up at the Hallmark store? A bunch. You think that makes you special? It does not. How many non-believers you think called Sherry's Berries? Or got Hootie Footies? And you know down there on McKees Rock Sprint in 65, you know that guy that walks, I don't know how he's still living, I don't know. Must be because the Lord's got hands over him. He walks up and down 65. I saw a bumper sticker when we were kids growing up. I survived 65. How many of you saw that bumper sticker? And he's out there, hey, you want to buy? I go, oh, God, get off the street. He's walking up and down. You guys know what I'm talking about? crazy. It's crazy. He's selling it. Well, you know, he had like five more buckets full of roses. And you know why? Because a lot of people were buying them. How many know some atheists bought some roses too? That'll make it special. But if you went home with your spouse, you was more kind and more peaceful with them and more understanding. That makes you special. Flowers don't make you special. Flowers make people rich. I'm just saying. Philippians 1. Oh, by the way, Eric. Eric had a decision to make last Sunday. The decision that he had to make was go to Men's Challenge on Valentine's Day or spend a nice evening with Yoshiko. Remember that decision? We all said, well, which one he's going to make? Which one did you make? Can you see that? That's because Men's Challenge was canceled. I'm just saying. They called me on the phone. They said, Pastor Tom, what do you think? Should we have it? And I thought about you, Eric, and I said, no, you should cancel it. Philippians 1, 25 to 26.
And being confident of this, I know that I shall remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy of faith, that your rejoicing from me may be more abundant in Jesus Christ by my coming to you again.
Yes. So where does this joy come from? It comes from faith. Faith produces joy. The bigger your faith, the bigger your joy. The bigger your faith, the bigger your joy. You know, sometimes I ask people, and I might ask you this as well, so where are you going to go when you die? Don't answer. You have some choices. Heaven, I hope. Who would say that? Heaven, I hope. Now, we got some hopes. Well, we got some hopes. Is it I hope? Or heaven, I know. How many saying heaven, I know? See, heaven, I hope, then what you might be saying to yourself is, oh, heaven, I hope. And I just taught this Wednesday night at my Bible study. Well, wait a second. If I think I'm going to get there by being good, I'm putting all the hope in who? Me. Really? You want to bet on you? Who wants to bet on you? I mean, think it through. If you're saying, well, I'm going to get to heaven by being good, you're putting all your hope in who? You. How many say, that ain't happening? How many rather put their hope in a blessed God that keeps his word? I mean, truly. I hope because I'm good. Good luck for you. I can tell you right now, from the deepest chasms of my heart, I ain't counting on any of you. I'm counting on the Lord. How many say the same thing? And so the bigger your faith, the bigger your joy. How big is your faith? That determines how big your joy is. That's how I know. How big is your faith? I'll know that by how big is your joy. Little joy, guess what? Little faith. Turn to Matthew 6, 25 to 30. Matthew 6, 25 to 30. If you are one of those highlighters kinds of folks, this is a good one to highlight in your Bible. This is a good one to be able to quote. It's a really good one to be able to minister to people with. This is one of my signature passage of scripture that I claim this one. You know how everybody says, hey, what's your favorite Bible passage? Everybody got one? This is mine. This is mine. Do not be anxious. This is mine. Matthew 6, 25 to 30.
Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?
I love that passage of scripture. Oh, I love that. How many have some anxiety? Who has an anxiety problem sometimes? I do. I struggle with it. Oh. Let me give you something to think about. Ruby. How old are you, Ruby, now? 27? How old are you? 11. Okay. Come here a second, Ruby. This is my good friend, Ruby. I knew Ruby when she was like hardly even here. Because she wasn't. She wasn't. Ruby's 11, right? Ruby, I'm going to give you, do me a favor, okay? Take my car. Would you take my car, give you some money, and go up here to the Giant Eagle and get something for supper?
I don't know how to drive.
You don't know how to drive? You can't do that. Oh, you worry about supper? No. Why not? Why are you not worried about supper? Say it louder.
Mom will make it.
Mom will make it. Yeah, go sit down. Now let's just take that little bitty exercise I just thought about, okay? Let's just take that little teeny weeny, a little bit of exercise, and let me expand that for you just a little teeny bit. You see, I got 7 grandkids, and none of them is going to go to the store and get anything to eat. Not one of them. They can't. They can't. Not one of my 7 grandkids can write a check out and pay the heat. So they're warm tonight. Not one. Not one. Not one of my 7 little grandkids can pay a light to pen power to make sure the light's staying on tonight. Not one. Not one. Not one. Not one of my 7 grandkids can go to Pickway or wherever they go to Famous Footwear and buy themselves a pair of shoes so their feet are warm in the winter. Not one. Do you think they're worried about it? Not one. Not one can get in the car and go to the store and buy 1/2 gallon of milk so they have cereal tomorrow. Not one. Not one. Are they worried? No. The totally dependent kid who can't do anything for themselves, totally dependent on their parents for what? Everything, are the least worried. But we, who can do everything for ourselves, are the most what? Worried. Isn't that fascinating? Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy? And I think Ruby taught us a lesson. I said, Ruby, here's my key. I can't. Of course she can't. And I said, why not? She doesn't know how. I said, well, are you worried about eating dinner? And she said, what? No. And I said, why not? Because she said, because my mother is going to make it. She don't care how she's going to make it. She don't care where she's going to get it to make it. She just knows that what? She's going to make it. Well, you know what? I don't care how I'm going to get it. My daddy's going to give it to me. And I don't have to worry about it. How many say amen to that? I don't have to know how. I don't have to know when. I don't have to know what. All I got to know is the who. And my joy is complete. Is yours? Is it really? I see people going. How many of you at one point in your life had to worry about how you're going to feed the kids and pay the gas bill at the same time? How many of you had to struggle and say to yourself, I don't know how I'm going to buy this kid's school clothes. I don't know how I'm going to do this and I need tires. How many had decisions like that? How many had to say to themselves, I don't know how. But guess what? You made it. And all of that's worrying. How many knew how to put cardboard in your shoes when you were kids? I'm an expert at it too. Don't step on a rock, though, because you know the cardboard's in it. And all that worrying, and all of that hassle, and all of that, I don't know how I'm going to do it. Guess what? You did it, and you raised them, and only by the grace of God did you pull it off. How many know that's true? And God ain't a halfway God. He's an all-the-way God. And he's not a part-time God. He's a full-time God. And there's only part-time Christians. There ain't no part-time God. So your joy should be what? Full. How often? Always. Turn your Bibles, please. Romans 10:17.
So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
If you do not spend time in the word of God, your faith will not be full. Your faith will only be partial. That's it. If you don't spend time with God and in his word, you can't grasp the enormity of holy God. You can't. You know, I'm serious. If you spend just a little bit of time with God, I'm so serious, then you might as well be one of the children downstairs in a Sunday school class. I'm serious. The only way to really grasp a hold of everything that God is and who he is and who you are in him is to spend time with him. Faith comes through what? Hearing. Faith comes through hearing. Turn to Romans 15:13.
Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Fill you with all joy in what? Believing. Fill you with all hope and joy in what? In believing. You see, Ruby believes that Robin is going to what? Make her dinner. Don't you, Ruby? What are you having, do you know? Call me. Ruby. Call me. Do you believe too? Do you believe too? I know there are some things that's easy to believe. Some things not so easy to believe. I know that about you. I want to give you the best response and apologetics you've ever heard in your entire life. It's as good as Hezekiah. Somebody says to you, so why do you believe, really truly believe, that it rained for 40 days and for 40 nights? You ready for this high theological response? Because he said it. What's your next question? Works well. Or do you really truly believe that God created everything in 6 days? I mean, come on, 6 days? Sure, I believe it. Why? Because he said it. What's your next question? Do you really truly, oh, come on, darling, you really truly do believe that there was only one man and one woman and everybody came from them, two people? Well, sure I do. Why? God said it. What's your next question? People get tired of asking you questions after a while. Do you know it's easier to believe than disbelieve? Do you know it takes a lot of work to disbelieve something? Ruby does not have to be concerned about what temperature the oven's going to be on when the supper's being cooked. She doesn't have to be concerned about where Robin's going to get it. She just knows what? Dinner is going to be served. Well, guess what? Dinner will be served at your house too. It may not be everything that your little heart desires, but it'll be everything that you need. Let's turn our Bibles. We'll do one more. Psalm. Turn to the book of Psalm. Now, Psalm is pretty an easy one, guys. You take your Bible and you open it to the middle. Boom. And guess where you'll be? Psalm. And you want to open your Bible to the middle of the Bible. Boom. There you are. You're in Psalms. Did that work, Sue? You must have got that one's on sale, huh? Psalm 32, verses 1 to 5.
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones grew old, through my groaning all the day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer. I acknowledge my sin to you. In my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
Yes. True joy comes in forgiveness of your sins. That's where you find your joy. When you realize that that slate that had everything you've ever done on it is completely what? Wiped clean. Clean! How many find joy in that? And Scripture says, I love this passage of Scripture, Psalm 32, verses 1 to 5. Look at verse 3. When I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groaning all day long. From day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer. I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. And I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Very quickly, look at now verses 10 and 11. Psalm 32, verses 10 and 11.
Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart.
Wow. Shout for joy. Why would you keep anything to beat yourself up with? Give it to the Lord. And what will he do with it? Wipe it clean. Throw it in a lake of forgetfulness, and all that heaviness will leave you. And your hearts will what? Shout for joy.